Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
I knew she was going to do that. I'm trying to say, hello, universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, happiness, the key to divine health and wellness. And as you are tuned in to Ask Talk Radio, we are happy. Happy, happy, joy, joy today, and we are doing the mission within the mission today, and that is wander. That's an actual nursing diagnosis, people. I looked this up on here on the list. Wandering. That's a nursing diagnosis. Wandering. So I'm going to tackle that today, and we're going to discuss wandering in the meat and potatoes of the show. But first, let's touch base on Reflections of the Week. Today we are going to touch base, and I was thinking about the wandering little people that have been wandering into my studio here at the Hive, and let me just say, they have really upset me today. They've decided that they are going to just let anybody wander on into my studio, such as Tiny Feet, Happy Feet, such as Dandier and Meta. Mine. They keep coming here with her teeny boppers in the evening when there's nobody in here. And I'm noticing, just FYI for the record, this is non-negotiable. You don't need to negotiate with your children. Teenagers, I am not negotiating with you. The Hive studio is off limits. I know it's cool in here. We got golden walls, and there's a green screen for your iPhone and your fiddle-faddle Android phones, but stay out of my Hive. If I catch you in here, you're going to be in trouble. You hear me? You're going to be in trouble. Don't come up in my studio. Don't do it. I don't care. You don't do it. I know about you kids down the... Don't do it. Don't come up in here. I know who's been in here and who hasn't. I have cameras in here, and I have an alarm system. Non-negotiations with nurse-to-be, miss-to-be in the neighborhood here, don't come up in my studio. Don't do it. A.K.A. Don't be trying to negotiate with your parents either, kids, because this show is from 2 to 102. It's non-negotiable. I don't care if you're 22. Don't be trying to negotiate with your parents. I don't care if it's about an egg sandwich. If they don't want to make it for you, make it for yourself. I don't care if you're six. When I was six, I could fry an egg. Why are you trying to negotiate with your parents? Quit wandering around aimlessly like you don't know what's going on. And this leads me into the meat and potatoes of the show, wandering. Wandering is a nursing diagnosis. And let me just tell you something. You can make yourself a constructive wandering. If you're going to wander around like you're doing something productive, like a bee. A bee is wandering around productively, okay? My intervention for you is as evidenced by looking by, okay, if you're a nursing student, look at this. Wandering, take that nursing diagnosis and say, look, they're wandering around. Maybe they're a nomadic person and they don't know what they're doing because they want to be homeless. Maybe it's a choice they have made to be homeless. It's their lifestyle. That's what they choose to do. Not necessarily meaning that there's a problem with a nursing diagnosis. It's just a social decision that they have chosen to make, a choice, wandering. I wander all over the place on this show here. Bibble babble, rambling is a conscious decision to let my mind wander around and get the information out there. But you can see, I got the beginning, middle, and end. I got Reflections of the Week. I got the meat and potato of the show. And then I leave you with some homework, something to take and reflect and utilize after you get done listening to the nurse-to-be philosophy on Ask Talk Radio. There's a mission here that I've got to promote health, wellness, and happiness. I'm a registered nurse, people, retired United States Navy. I know what it's like to have discipline and to do something, and I go out there. I don't even want to get into this. See, I'm wandering. I let my mind just wander. And that's a true definition. There's a definition for wander. There's wandering minds. There's wanderlust. There's just wandering. Wandering is actual nursing diagnosis. It's something that needs an intervention, that needs evaluation and treatment. I want to talk about three wanderers that I think became great wonders. And that's Helen Keller. Helen Keller was a wanderer, wandering. She was all wandering. You know, she was 19 months old before she lost her hearing and she lost her sight. And then her parents just let her wander around, grab people's food, eat, and be like a little wild child, run around. And they say the miracle worker, they used to call her movie in her play, The Miracle Worker, which someone wrote a book about her life story. But let me tell you something about Helen Keller. Helen Keller is an icon for people with disabilities. Do you know she went out and she ended up getting a college degree and she won a Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, this woman is an icon for people that think that that something is oppressing you because of a physical ailment that somebody has diagnosed you with. Maybe a nurse says you've got the wandering disorder. You've got the wandering nursing diagnosis. Let me tell you something else about a care plan. I was watching these people on YouTube try to put together a care plan and teach other nursing students how to do a care plan. Impossible. Impossible. I'm going to tell you something why. It's a catch-22 in nursing school when they try to tell you to do a care plan. You can't do a care plan because the patient has to be an active participant in your care plan. If you have no patient, how are you going to do a care plan? A care plan needs a patient. A patient has to be an active participant in the plan of care. You need a patient to be an active participant in the plan of care. So that's why when I take a nursing diagnosis and we develop a show with it, all I do is I just talk about the nursing diagnosis and how it's relevant to you as a human being, you in society, you domestically, and you globally. But I want to discuss these three individuals that were wandering around in their mind, out in the world, and in anywhere. But one of the people that was a wandering human being and was taken by the miracle worker, and I bet all of you don't know who this was, Ann Sullivan. She was a miracle worker. And people don't know her name. And I want people to know her name. Ann Sullivan. Quit calling her the miracle worker. She was a woman that said, this is not a wandering person. This is a human being that is capable of anything that anyone is capable of. And I don't care what you're trying to say, that she's deaf and dumb and blind. She's not. There's a living spirit in there. There's a creature of the divine universe there, and I'm gonna go in there and spend some time with her, and I'm gonna show you she's there. You just gotta go in there and know she's a wandering spirit of wonder. And Miss Sullivan saw that in her. And I don't know if you know this, but Dr. Graham Bell was the one that hooked Ann Sullivan up with Helen Keller. And she was a creative innovator, like I talked about before. And she went over to Helen Keller and she said, come over here, child, you wandering child. She grabbed her and she took her and put her by the water. And then she signed water. And that's how she learned, oh, this is water. She took something and was creative. Creativity and wandering. Sometimes I'd be a wanderer. You got to be wandering. That's why kids got to run outside and play. They got to wander like a bumblebee. When they're wandering around looking for flowers, they look for the beautiful flowers because they find something new. You got to be wandering. You got to be wandering. It's a good thing. It's creative. Be innovative. Be out there wandering around looking for stuff. It's good to be nomadic and bibble-babble-bully and drive and let your mind just be free and think and bibble-babble and ramble on. You never know what you might say, what might come out. So I want you to think about Helen Keller. And whenever you think you're disabled, think about Helen Keller and how far she went with her life and what she did and how one person, one good friend, came into her world and just changed it. Because if you change somebody's mind about how they feel when they get a diagnosis, they realize they're not the diagnosis. They're actual not the diagnosis. If you knew all the books and all the things that Helen Keller did, you'd be surprised. She wasn't deaf and dumb and blind. she had a different way of hearing and a different way of seeing and a different way of thinking. And she just needed someone to show her how to express herself. That's the same way with being disabled. Just because you don't run like other kids or you're in a wheelchair or whatever, that means that you do things different. Just because I don't have a conversation and I bibble-babble and I ramble, it doesn't mean you're not getting a message. You're just getting it different than everybody else. I'm feeding you a conversation or a message different than other people. And maybe you're doing dishes or maybe you're doing this, maybe you're doing that. That's what's neat about my podcast. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can wander around, yell at your children, do something, and come back. I'm still going to feed you something about wandering. Because you're wandering around the kitchen and you're doing this, that, and the other. I'm still going to tell you about Helen Keller disabilities, Martin Luther, and race. And I'm going to tell you about Martin Luther King. And he stood up for rights. And he made people think about things. That rights are not just in your mind. They got to be physical. And if somebody writes you a check, that better not bounce. Including on the Constitution. And he made it clear that when they wrote that check in the Constitution, that rights, blah, 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 are for men, blah, 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 blah. He read that out loud about men. Because I listened to that speech today when he said, I have a dream that someday, blah, blah, blah. At the end of that speech, he gave his opinion about he's got a dream. Well, I have a dream that everybody goes and they listen to that speech about his wandering mind about the Constitution and about the what that Constitution said for all men. Adamant about they made a check. They wrote a check. They wrote on paper something for all men. They didn't say nothing about for women. They didn't write a check for women. I noticed he didn't say too much about women. I thought he did say something in that speech for women. But he did say, I have a dream that someday they will stand up for the judge people for the content of the character. You know what, Mr. Martin Luther King? Wherever you are, I got a dream, too. I have a dream that someday some people will stop just judging people, period. And I will have a dream that maybe someday people will stop taking other people's validation for themselves and start taking their own validation for themselves and stop worrying about what other people think and be free in their mind. What's that, Jimi Hendrix? Free your mind. And stop worrying and stop standing in front of speeches like herds of cattle. I can't stand to see that. It's like people can't have their own mind. I have a dream that someday people will have their own mind and their own will of thought and not be so upset when someone says something, so sensitive about race and disabilities, and religion. You know, that Anne Frank, when she was writing in her journal, you know what she said? All of that stuff that was going on about religion, and this wasn't about race, this was about religion. And Martin Luther King, go for it, whatever. But that stroke, a lot of anger in people. But Anne Frank, you know what she always said? I still believe through it all, people are good at heart. And all of these wandering people, Anne Frank, Helen Keller, and Martin Luther King, were all wandering souls. But in the end, they became great wonders. And their message to the world was, despite it all, your disability, religion, and race, if you're a wandering mind, you can always be a positive, great influence in the world and end up being a great wonder. And I want to leave you with this homework. Write a journal because your story needs to be told. And this has been Nurse to Be's quick little message about be a wanderer. Be a wandering mind. And don't worry about rambling. And this has been a quick, you gave me 15 minutes on the show. Are you ridiculous? I'm bored off you. You know what? You're ridiculous. How am I going to talk about all three of these people in 15 minutes? This has been a wandering, your homework is don't ever try to talk about Martin Luther King, Helen Keller, and Anne Frank in 15 minutes, is because it will be, I have been a wandering Oh, I've been a wandering. Oh, I get around. And I'm going to buzz out, people. We're going to have to do part two of wandering. Because let me tell you something. This has been Nurse to Be Philosophies for Ask Talk Radio. And I'll be back with wandering. Are you ridiculous? And start writing a journal. And just know, people are really, are you serious? I'm going to have to leave this unedited. Are you serious? I've been a wondering. Why they only give me 15 minutes to talk about Helen Keller, Martin Luther King, and Anne Frank? Oh, and if you're a nurse, don't. You don't have to wander around all the. Oh, wait, I can still go. Okay, listen. So I got another 15 minutes? Another 15 minutes on here? Okay. Well, why are you going to do that to me? Hello, universe, it's B2B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy for Ask Talk Radio on Nurse to Be Philosophy. And today on the Planet Care, we have picked wandering. That is a NANDA-approved nursing diagnosis. And what we have done today is we have discussed disabilities, race, and religion. And all of these things have been big icons in these fields have been discussed. Helen Keller, Ann Sullivan, the miracle worker who helped Ann Keller see, hear, feel, and am I really still on the air? Are you serious? Is it still going? Okay, because this focusing sheet is not, I can't use this focusing sheet. I'm wandering all over the page here. This is not, I can't do this. And Martin Luther King, I need more here in my, No. Martin Luther King, I need to be judged by the content of my focusing sheet, then what I need to say here, then I need more information here. He's done more than just one speech. That's what I need to emphasize. You know Martin Luther King did more than one speech? I Have a Dream. He did a lot more with one speech. And you people out there, like sheep, are just drawn to that. He's talking about other things, too. He was an advocate for many, many things besides just the color of your skin. He was an advocate for the content of people's character. If you're, you know, you got to understand that, people. You can't be running around. But as a nurse, and then we go over here. What is this, religion? Okay, Anne Frank. You know, through all the things that she went through, she said, the last words of her journal were, I believe everyone is good at heart. Through all the things that she went through, as a nurse, if you get nothing out of this 15-minute nugget, get this. If you're a nurse, you have to go in with a clean mind. You can't have any of your own judgments on race, religion, disabilities, or anything. When you wander into a hospital or a nursing home or a care home or a patient's home or anywhere, you need to understand. You need to have acceptance and tolerance for anything. You are a neutral party for politics, anything. You cannot make any sort of stance on anything. You are there to care and nurture for people in the darkest hours. Your religion is nursing. And all of this other hoopla is hoopla. Even their diagnosis should have no substance in the quality of care that you give them, even their nursing diagnosis. And when you're building a care plan and all of this stuff, that's all a bunch of hocus pocus hoopla. It's all about this whole capitalistic idea that we've got to make something on paper look good so that we can get billing codes so they can build bigger hospitals and make more money. Somebody in an office downstairs, the billing department. All this is hoopla, these nursing diagnoses and all this stuff. And throughout history, all of this stuff is all about to make people mad, to give somebody a diagnosis and wandering around and this whole show today, I feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole. Poof. You give me these things and say, okay, now touch base on this and touch base on that and then give your nurse-to-be philosophies. Well, I'm going to give you my nurse-to-be philosophy today. This is my nurse-to-be philosophy. My religion and my race and my disability and all of these things, all of us have them. And I'm going to wander around here and I'm going to let you wonder about this. What is your true religion in life? Because mine is nursing. My true way of life is nursing. There is nothing I can do in this world where I don't use my nursing skills. And maybe I just naturally do it, nursing, plan of care for everybody I meet when I'm walking down the street. I will even stop my postman and say, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, what are you doing? You need to cover up. You're going to get too much sun on you, and you don't want to get that. You don't want to get sunburn, and then you get third degree sunburns out here. I develop a care plan right away, 3 minutes. All you got to do, look at somebody, have a conversation, and you're nursing somebody when you're a nurse. You don't even know it. The postman, I did a care plan of skin integrity right there at the door, wander around. Oh, us nurses have the wandering nursing diagnosis, and we don't even know it. And I think that's one of the best nursing diagnoses you can have is to be a wandering diagnosis. Just have a wandering. Be a wandering spirit. Have a wandering mind. Have wandering lust. I think that's wonderful. Because the people that get out and see things and do things, especially like a bumblebee, wander around to flower after flower, and then they bring that nectar back to the hive, and then the hive makes honey, and then nobody knows where all that honey goes and what they do with all that honey. The bears come and get it, and they get nutrients from the honey, and then they have baby cubs, and then you never know what happens. The greatest things in the world happen because people sit there and wander around, and they do things. That's why wandering and wonder sound the same, because it's the rambling and babbling and the nomadic people that have created the greatest things in the world. But they get the greatest critics in the world that say, oh, you sound like bibbly babbly boo. You make no sense at all. You sound senseless because you just wander around and your ideas just flutter here and flutter there. You make no sense. Well, you know what? To who? To you? Well, what do they think about Dr. Seuss? And look at him. He's amazing. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to read. You got to have a creative mind. You got to wander around. The point of the story is your homework today is write a journal. Start writing a journal and make it make no sense. Let your mind wander and put your dreams in there. Where you want to wander to? Make 3 sections in your journal. Wander, wanderlust, and wandering mind. And then call your journal Wander. The end, put wonder. And then just sign it. In fact, they even got a movie out now called Wonder. And that's a great little movie for your kids to get out there and see with your family. And it really will empower you. So this has been Nurse to Be Philosophies on Ask Talk Radio. And I have done some wandering all over the place. I don't even know if this will make sense. But we'll just see. And then tomorrow, I'll see what I come up with next. But this has been wandering. And I've been wandering around. And they gave me a 15-minute mark, so they messed up my whole wandering and around. I get around. I've been running. Maybe I'll be a singer. Maybe I should just do. Okay, my board ops rolling his eyes. That's a no. No, we could record after the show today in the high studio. I could record. I've been running around. Okay, you gonna sign me out?
Yeah.
I got 4 minutes. I've been running. We're gonna try that. What? Am I ever gonna get elements in here? Does it know? Why? What's wrong with podcasts and singing? Why can't you talk in here? You can't talk. Why? because they only want me. No callers, no guests, just me. Nurse to be philosophies. So I got to ramble for 3 more minutes. Huh? Well, you messed up my outline. You told me, this lady on the voice here said 15 minutes, the British lady. She said 15 minutes, and I was done. And you gave me 15 minutes. It doesn't matter. I could still go for 30. Well, then you should have told me, board op. You should have said, well, I've got 30 more minutes. Because she said 15 minutes. I don't know how you said I'm supposed to talk about Helen Keller, Martin Luther King, and Anne Frank in 15 minutes about wondering the greatest wonders of the world when it comes to disabilities, race, and religion. I'm going to talk about them in 15 minutes. Touch base on them. So now, for your homework, you're going to have to look up Martin Luther King, Rights for Freedom, Religion, Anne Frank, Everyone's Got Good in Their Heart, and then Helen Keller on disabilities and how she was a great advocate. And then I have here Anne Sullivan was the miracle worker. I want her to get some recognition. So we're going to wander you around the internet today, and that is your homework. I know it's a big project for you people on the internet. I recommend the movie Anne Frank. I watched that this morning, and I cried. I was thinking, well, if there is such a thing as reincarnation or time travel, I would like to travel to their little annex in the attic there, and I'd like to send her a message that her life did go on in movies, books, and I was inspired by her as a child. I wrote several journals. In fact, I write 6 to 7 right now. I have a goal journal. I have a dream journal, achieve journal. I have a financial wisdom journal. I have a regular journal. I have my radio show journal. I have my I write books, plays. All kinds of journals. I was inspired by Anne Frank at a very young age. I won't even tell you how young. I like to say Martin King, L. King Jr. I have been inspired by him. I say all the time, I have a dream. Every time I wake up in the morning, I say, I had a dream. I have a dream. And sometimes I just scream it when no one's listening to me. I just say, I have a dream. And then everyone's like, oh my God, what is she going to do? And if you ever want to get somebody's attention, just say, I have a dream. And then I say, but I'm not just a dreamer. I'm an achiever, as you can see with this podcast. And race, okay, I want you people out there to know there is a difference between race and nationality, okay? Race is, okay, when you're running really fast and you're jumping over hurdles, that's a race. A nationality is, hey, he's Native American, not even Native American, he's an indigenous to the, no, that's not even, wait. Nationality is like, I'm Italian and Norwegian and English from England, and I like to eat crackers and stuff like that, and I honk my horn a lot. That's you don't say those kind of things when you're a nurse. You don't have to worry about nationality, and you got to be neutral. If like aliens were to land here, we would take care of the Pleiadians or the reptilians or anything. We would take care of them. We would be the first responders if an alien ship crashed. Nurses would be the first responders. We would have to put them. They would be integrated on the floor, same floor, with the military personnel. They would not be separated. We could not discriminate against the Pleiadians and the reptilians and the Americans. We couldn't. They'd have to be in the same unit, ICU unit. We would just have to figure it out. We couldn't discriminate. Martin Luther King knows that. We can't discriminate on the color of skin or on the content of the character. As nurses, we just first responders to the spaceship, put them over in the hospital with everybody else. We wouldn't discriminate. And then disabilities, Helen Keller. I mentioned her. And I did a little shout-out to her miracle worker, Anne Sullivan. It's her homework. Disabilities. She was deaf, blind. People call her stupid. She was not stupid. That girl was college-educated. She wrote several books. she put everybody to shame that goes around yelling they can't get in this college, they can't get in that college. Don't tell me that. This woman did sign language by feeling in her hand. Have you ever, don't even tell me. You put three rocks in somebody's hand, they can't even tell you if there's two or one or what, how many, I can't even tell you how much is in. You tell walk in the room and Helen Keller be like, oh, is that you, Debbie? I could tell by your cheap cologne from the dollar store. I knew that was you. How did you know that, Mrs. Keller? I can tell you a mile away, Debbie, that is not Polo cologne. You always wear that fake, cheap Polo cologne. I can tell you a mile away. So just because you think somebody's disabled, they're not. They will find a better and more resilient way to get through life than you ever know. And don't be trying to oppress people just because of certain things. Don't be doing that. And if you do, don't be talking about all this stuff. Just bear with me. Because I wander around. And if you can't keep up, then you're going to be left behind. You'll be left behind. And so, all right. So I got to go have tea with the Mad Hatter right now. And if you didn't catch that, because Szechuan cat here wants to light up his hookah up in this Hype studio. So I need to get going because I have places to go and things to do. So I've been wandering. Okay, how many minutes I got? 30 seconds? Okay. So this has been Live in the Hive, unedited, with Nurse to Be Philosophy on Wandering for Ask Talk Radio. And I want to thank you for tuning in all the way from Norway to your way. This has been the B for you in all of the global. I'm a global commodity, that's what I'm trying to say. So thank you for tuning in, and this has been lovely. And I'm going to do a buzz out and a shout out to all of you and your homework, and you know what your homework is. So there you go. And this has been Nurse to Be Philosophies for Ask Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. Buzz, 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 buzz. Okay, cut me out. I'm very aggravated with you today. Aggravate me. Buzz it out. Out. Buzz out. Buzz.